sure about.
There's no title. We don't have an official title.
Am I what?
A parrot head.
Is this your first podcast or something?
I thought they said Papa Cap and Sancho.
Is this how I make people feel all the time?
Is that from the Three Amigos? It's definitely from the Three Amigos.
Three Amigos.
Why, El Guapo? Heavy?
I don't think it means what you think it means.
Wait, did you just go into The Princess Bride?
That's a different movie, bro.
Dang.
It's time for the Cast and Blast Florida podcast. Serious outdoorsmen who don't take themselves too seriously.
How you doing, Nate?
Doing good.
Good. We've got this may be the most anticipated episode of the Cast and Blast Florida podcasts of the year.
This is big time.
So, Gilly, how you doing?
I'm fantastic. I'm ready. I'm sober. I'm prepared.
Those are all three big things.
I thought it was time to bring something new.
Today's show is Boat Songs, the draft. Here are the rules. You've been around. If you've listened to our show at all, you know that we like to draft really inane things. The rules are, we are going to draft our favorite boat songs, no parameters around them. So these can be songs you listen to fishing, driving the boat
cruising,
around,
yeah,
whatever. These are just all boat songs in general. So
a boat in any scenario.
Yes. The song does not have to have the word boat in the title. Doesn't have to be about boating. And the rules, like with all of our drafts, are once something gets picked, it cannot be picked by anyone else.
Clarifying question. Yes. Since this one is about music, the same rule applies to versions, right?
Correct.
If you can't pick
someone else's version.
If you pick a song, you get all the versions of that
song. The song is, yeah.
Yes. The song's
exactly
off the table.
Okay, great. Thank
but
you.
If you happen to pick an artist, that artist is not off the table.
Yes, got it.
So in order to make this more ridiculous, Nate, would you like to introduce our special guests?
So we have two special guests here with us today. My brother and sister, Kaylee and Matt Henderson, are both here today.
They just waved to our listeners.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yes. I wasn't sure we're sharing mics.
We were told not to talk, but I guess we can talk now.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. That was your cue leash when he said your name and said, hey,
he
talk.
He said he was going to intro us, and that was the intro, but I was waiting for you to jump in first.
So we did a random order, I guess. I don't know how Matt did this, but somehow we ended up with a random order. So the way this draft is going to work is just like a fantasy football draft. Kaylee got the first pick, then Nate, then me, then M, and then Matt. So we're going to go around the horn. We hope to draft, what did we say, 5 songs apiece?
5 each.
Okay. So everybody came prepared. We'll see how far off the rails this goes, and we'll see how quickly you guys turn this episode off. So in the meantime, here is, we can't, I almost said the first annual, but you can't say that. The inaugural.
The inaugural boat song draft.
The inaugural Cast and Blast Florida boat song draft. So with that.
Oh my God, it sounds like the Michael Scott Run for the Cure, Dunder Mifflin, Fun Run, yada, yada.
Now, when you make your pick, we may want to offer some commentary, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So, these are up for discussion.
Do we have an official moderator? And can that be me?
Yes, you can be the official
moderator.
I
like this power.
Okay.
Okay.
We just decided. All right, Kaylee, you are on the clock, as they say in draft parlance.
First round pick.
I'm nervous. Okay. Eric Church is one of my favorite artists of all time.
Okay.
And he has a song on one of his first or second album called Living Part of Life. And I listen to it every single time.
Are you kidding me?
That
I'm at
is
the beach.
A great pick.
It's all about just like escaping reality. And
that was my pick.
I figured.
Not for nothing, if we could pick a theme song for this podcast, that is the theme song I would have picked, but we can't use it because of copyright laws and all that other stuff.
For the record, that was also my second round pick, so I knew that one was
so the draft board has already been blown up for you guys.
The Hendersons have completely...
I'm out. This game's over.
You've run over one another already.
Outstanding. Kaylee, that's a strong pick. You came in, that was like a Peyton Manning or something.
When we talked about doing this podcast months ago, I chose that song as my first pick.
Wow. So it's just luck of the draw. She would have gotten the first pick because otherwise somebody else would have gotten it. Mm-hmm. All right, Nate, you're up. You're on the clock.
Well, now that my board's been completely blown up.
Yeah, that's bad. Do you need a minute to recover?
No, I think I'm good.
Okay.
I think I'm good.
You have to call your general manager and see if you can get a
worked out. I'm going to go Margaritaville by Jimmy Buffett.
Going classic.
Classic. I mean, you can't have beach and boats without Jimmy Buffett.
You can, and you should.
Listen. Yeah, can I say I feel like it's a little boring?
I left it off my list because
that's fine.
I just feel like it's implied.
Like, of course, Jimmy Buffett, right?
Right. Every bar or restaurant you walk into at the beach, they're playing that song.
I like it. Go ahead, Matt.
Jimmy Buffett is the basic white girl pick. If I had to name your pick, it would be the basic white girl
He's
pick.
He's the pumpkin spice latte of exactly. the country music industry.
You only hear him about once or twice a year, and then like the fanboys come out with their flip-flops and their tans.
And their cheeseburgers.
Yeah, and the floral shirts. And
I feel like a lot of hate
over.
And I'm shade being thrown over yeah, here. Over probably the most played boat song
Let's
of all time.
Here.
I don't feel that strongly about it. I think it's a solid choice, but... Are you a parrot head, Nate?
No, I would not describe myself as a parrot head.
How many Jimmy Buffett songs do you know?
Like three.
Okay.
Yet you picked it as a first round pick.
I think this is the mentality though. I think this is the mentality. Like if you're picking a Christmas song, you have to pick White Christmas, right? Like you got to pick something that's...
Right. I mean, it's like classic. Yeah. It's classic beach, boat, fishing music.
Okay. It's still a basic pick, but I'll give it to you.
That's you fine. Just picked Joe Montana.
Right.
He's not as flashy as Tom Brady or Peyton Manning or something anymore, but you just picked Joe Montana.
Right.
That's fair. I threw shade, but I take it back.
Next pick, please.
All right, I'm on the clock. I feel like I can't believe my number one pick is available. Fishing in the Dark by the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band.
Good one.
Yeah, that was on my list.
For the record, if you ever Wikipedia this is straight from Wikipedia. The premise of the song is a couple contemplating a late-night fishing expedition. Specifically, the adventurers plan to make their way to an undisclosed river and chart constellations during an evening in which a full moon is present. Furthermore, the tentative date for this excursion is set in the late spring to early summer.
Let's be honest, though. They're not actually going to be fishing.
No, they're not going fishing.
So
I feel like there's an Urban Dictionary interpretation of this song that we're not going to say on there.
Do you know what a mondegreen is?
No.
A mondegreen evidently is misheard lyric. That's the term for misheard lyrics. And I did not know this, but a lot of people hear this as fishing in the garden, which is nonsensical. Like, that makes no sense
to
me.
Even close.
And... Trivia, one of the writers of this song's dad wrote the Perry Mason theme song. Everybody's looking at me. They don't know who Perry Mason is.
Nope. Generation Gap.
Wow. We just separated ourselves from the listeners. So anyway, I feel like it's a strong pick. That's a first round.
That's a good pick.
That's yeah. solid, right? That's like Randy Moss or something.
It's apparently better than Margaritaville.
I don't know that it is. I feel like it's in the same vein as Margaritaville.
I feel like it would have been a mistake to not mention Margaritaville at all this podcast. So you just did it early on and that's
yeah,
okay.
I agree. Okay. All right, Em, you're on the board.
Okay, so my first round pick for an ultimate boat song is My Heart Will Go On.
Leave.
Too soon.
Leave.
Too soon.
This is ridiculous. This is the most ridiculous pick I've ever heard in my life.
Like, do you really listen to that when you're on the boat? Well, is that really what we're saying?
She stands on Don't front of the go, boat. Jack. She stands on
I'll
front of the boat.
I'll never let go.
King of the world.
I'm the king
you
of the
jump,
world.
You jump, I jump.
And what's like the most famous boat ever?
The boat that sunk?
Yes,
Titanic?
The Titanic.
Kaylee apparently forgot the name of that Titanic.
Yes,
right
it's
there.
Called the Titanic.
I didn't.
Yes.
I just imagine you standing on the front of the flats boat the next time we go fishing, saying, I'm king of the world.
I become Celine Dion.
Do you?
In those moments.
I have heard you sing this on a fishing trip.
Also weep uncontrollably as I did as a 12-year-old girl in a theater.
That was an unexpected pick.
That was very different.
Matt, you're on the board. I mean, go ahead.
I'm really shocked that my first round pick is still available. Like my second, third, and I think my fourth also got taken out, or at least, you know, around there. But my first round pick is Knee Deep by Zac Brown Band featuring the great Jimmy Buffett that I just hated on for a solid 5 minutes earlier.
That's solid.
So I'm feeling a little guilty after that Jimmy Buffett shade I just threw.
You should feel guilty.
But that's a great
that.
Song because it just makes you want to go fishing.
Is Zac Brown sneaky into Jimmy Buffett's Kool-Aid a little bit?
I don't know if it's that sneaky, but yeah.
Like he's all up. Like he came out with Chicken Fried or whatever it was.
No, I think Jimmy Buffett needed to come back. And so he got into Zach.
Jimmy Buffett did not need to come back.
Yeah.
Jimmy Buffett could never sing another word in his life and be just fine.
Yeah, but he saw an opening. He's like, ooh, the new generation. I can get into this demographic and like put my name out there.
I don't think so.
I'm not going to lie. I have some alternates, and Zac Brown Band features very heavily in my alternates.
He might be somewhere else on my list.
He's pretty solid. That's pretty solid.
That was round one. So everybody feels good, right? Everybody
Are we doing like a round robin type thing?
We're not doing serpentine because that confuses me and our listeners.
Okay. So we're just going back to the top.
Yeah, we're going back to the top. So Kaylee, you're back on the clock.
All right. My second pick is The Joker by Steve Miller Band.
Oh, that's a great pick.
Good one.
Guys, I know music.
Listen, okay. Can you talk some more about that? Like,
I honestly only listen to that song when I'm at the beach. Like, it just feels like, and so that's the only song by Steve Miller Band.
Is it a boat song? Because I feel like there's a difference there.
Boat too. I feel like I've heard it on multiple occasions when you're, you know, riding in the boat. You can hear other people's radio sometimes, and this song is like 90% of the time is playing.
That's at the sandbar anchored up. Yes. Feel like, okay.
It's one of those songs. Like, I don't think people know other songs by Steve Miller Band except The Joker.
I couldn't tell you another Steve Miller Band.
Fly Like an Eagle.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's the only other one I know.
Yeah.
All right.
And I think, was that in Space Jam?
That's the only way I know it, from Space Jam.
Okay. Well, we wanted to hate on it, but I don't know that we can. Nate, can you give us something to hate on, please?
Yeah, working on it. I'm going to go with Santeria by Sublime.
Oh, that was my number three. Solid.
Booyah. It's like great reggae, kind of just, you feel like you're on the beach with a beer in your hand when you hear that song. I mean, like, you know.
In the first, I mean, the first, like, notes, it just hits reggae. And you know?
Absolutely.
It has nothing to do, like Steve Miller, it has nothing to do with boating, fishing, water, anything else, but just the vibe of that song is like.
Absolutely.
Do you know what that song's about?
I haven't listened to it hard enough.
It's about a dude like murdering this guy and his ex-girlfriend or something,
he wants
right?
to murder the guy that stole his girlfriend, but then he decides, nah, it's all chill, bro.
Okay.
Which is, the song kind of conveys
that.
Yeah,
it conveys the nah, chill, it's all chill, bro.
And somehow, if one of our listeners knows the story of this, somehow Sublime has a connection to Winter Haven, Florida.
Yep.
So if somebody could message us and fill us in on that story, we would appreciate it.
I feel like one of their band members was from Polk County.
Yeah, they have a song about Garden Grove or mentioned Garden Grove or something in it. Anyway, all right. Well, I just, that kind of blew my...
Cross it out.
Yeah,
I'm sure, you know, we might have some member of Sublime listening to the podcast. So if you're interested in being a guest...
Probably.
We would love to have you.
Although the lead singer, I think, killed himself right before that song came
Too
out.
Too soon.
Wow. Well, I think it was in like 93 or something, 97. It's a while back.
Can we cue up Celine right now? Because
you've already done
She's going to cry.
All right. I'm on the clock. And I feel like everybody's going to have this song on their list. Pontoon. By Little Big Town.
Good one.
Not on my list.
Good one.
On my list.
Like,
a great choice.
I feel like, so I'm not a Little Big Town guy. Like, when you look at me, you don't think, wow, that's a dude that likes some Little Big Town. But I feel like a boat song has to, like, have some happiness to it and some groove to it that, like,
it's
like
it's,
your Santeria pig,
it
right?
It has that. Absolutely. That song has that groove.
I feel like, outside Zac Brown, this is the modern song that is the best boat song.
Is that the one where they say motorboating?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
Yes, it is. Just was thinking about that. And I was like, I shouldn't say that because everyone will go, you can't say that, Gilmer.
Apparently when we're together, we say a lot of things. Yeah.
They talk about backing the hitch up into the water, wood paneling.
Is it Hitch?
Yes.
It's that is not what I thought they said.
I think originally it was not Hitch. It was the other word.
Something
that you're
inappropriate
thinking
for our younger listeners.
Yes. Funnier.
Black inner tubes. Don't drink it if the mountains aren't blue. I mean,
that
it's like
a great line.
That's a great line.
Yep. It's as though Little Big Town was at the ramp on a Sunday afternoon. That song is perfect on the boat.
Yeah.
Like, it's perfection. All right. Em, you're up. Follow that.
Again? Already? I feel like this is going so fast.
It is.
Is this our second pick?
This is your second pick.
Okay. My second pick really speaks to the theme of most of my fishing trips with Travis Thompson. At Travis Thompson, if you want to book a charter.
Or maybe not after this pick, the way it's being set up.
Yeah, so my second pick is The Thunder Rolls by Garth Brooks.
Classic.
Yeah.
Now, I love that song. I don't know if I would picture it as a boat song, personally.
On Travis's boat, I would picture it as a boat song. Mm-hmm. On everybody else's boat,
been in some...
Yeah, the subject matter is a little sketchy,
in some dang near hurricanes with Travis.
Same.
Bouncing our way across the bay, completely soaked. Mm-hmm. Trying to get away or through a storm.
Or
pelted with little knives of water.
Yes.
Or tied up under a mangrove and Travis is still fishing.
Yes.
All of those things have...
Before I offer some rebuttal on this, does anyone have any commentary on the artist that she chose for a boat song?
We all love Garth Brooks. We understand that you don't get it, but we all love Garth Brooks.
The only thing I will offer is that I wish that Garth was standing inside the fire. Not outside the fire.
How dare you?
Yeah, that's how I feel about your pick.
Get out of here.
Like, I feel like that was the Ryan Leaf of
so
this draft.
So you'd rather be him be dead than her make
he
that
wants
pick.
To cook him.
He wants
at
to
Garth
kill
Brooks,
Garth Brooks,
if you're listening.
Like a torturous death. why is this so dark? This is not. This draft is supposed to be lighthearted. It's gotten so
Matt,
by the way, you're
back
objectively
around.
Wrong about Garth Brooks.
He's the goat.
In Matt, bring us back around.
So for my second round pick, I had Living Part of Life by Eric Church, but obviously that was taken in the first round. So my second round pick is Beachin' by Jake Owen. That's Jake Owen, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that song, it just gets me in a good mood every single time I hear it. And I know it's kind of like bro country-ish, I'm not like in love with it. But every time I hear it, I just need to be near the water.
Did you misunderstand the rules? Like, that's a terrible pick.
No, that's a great pick. That's
you could have picked that.
Like, I just imagine myself on a boat with the sun shining down and like casting
a
line.
Quick poll. Did anybody have Jake Owen on their list?
No.
I thought about that song, but I didn't put it on my list.
He actually does have a connection to Winter Haven, though.
He does. His grandparents are from here.
Yes.
But, like, there was no risk. That was. I think you shot your... I think you went a little early on that, going Jake Owen there. And also Bro Country. I don't love that pick. Do you love that pick?
I mean, honestly, I've never heard the song because I don't Bro Country, bro. But I did look up the lyrics, and it seems pretty beachy.
It's very beachy.
It's pretty beachy.
It's
got a little bit of a reggae vibe.
It's about blondes, which is fine. I guess I kind of lean more towards Brad Paisley, who seems to sing about brunettes. But that's neither here nor there.
And is good.
Yeah, and is good.
That's a good segue into my next pick.
What you got, Kaylee Grace?
This is the third round pick. Yeah, third round pick is I'm Gonna Miss Her by Brad Paisley.
Good job. Good.
Solid.
Solid pick.
I feel like it's pretty self-explanatory if you've heard the song. It's all about him leaving his girlfriend to go fishing, basically,
yes.
Right?
Yes. The premise of the song is...
I'm gonna miss her.
She told him not to go.
Choose between fishing and...
And her.
And her, and he obviously chooses fishing.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think anybody... You're really going with the chalk picks today.
I am. I came to win.
Yeah, I feel like you're building a team here.
I am.
Does anybody have any commentary or shade to throw at Kaylee about this?
I think it's a good pick.
I got nothing. I think that's a solid pick.
Please, Matt, can you throw anything at her?
No. No, I really can't.
Took a deep breath.
Yeah.
No.
I thought about saying something, but that's just an amazing
song.
There's
certain indisputable facts, right? Margaritaville, Fishing in the Dark. That I feel like that song is one of them.
On anyone else's list?
It was not. I totally forgot about that song. All right, Nate, follow that.
Yeah. So for my third pick, I'm going with Seashores of Old Mexico.
That was online.
By George Strait.
Ooh, going with the OG.
The King.
The King. Who, much respect, does not dabble into boat beachy music.
Not so much.
It's not like you can't listen to him on the boat.
Right.
It's just this is
kind of a themed.
It's yeah, this is the only kind of dalliance into right. that arena for
it's
George Strait.
It's a great song. Tells a great story.
It really does. He's a storyteller.
He really is.
He's a troubadour, you could say.
Yeah, an old troubadour.
Like he wrote in on a song.
And he'll be an old troubadour.
When he's gone? Am, do you have some kind of reaction to this whole situation?
Can someone sing me part of that song? Because I can't remember it.
Seashores of Old Mexico.
Well, that was like just the title that you just sung.
That didn't help.
Cause she loved the gringo, my red hair and lingo. That's all I needed to know. I found what I needed on the seashores of Old Mexico. You've never heard the song?
No.
Oh, look it up.
How
wow,
have I never heard
you
it?
Are solid missing
song.
Out.
Good song.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's a little bit older.
Yeah.
It's like late 90s probably.
Yeah.
You need
like
to look it
15
up.
15 years, 20
I
years
I wonder
old?
If it'll ring a bell when I hear it, if I hear it, but I have not.
George Strait is actually singing it and not us.
Yeah.
Although that was really good.
Yeah.
That was really good.
You did great.
All right. You're on the clock, Em.
All right. This is three.
This
four.
Is three, right?
Three.
This is
third
three.
Round.
So my picks have been kind of tongue in cheek so far. But I have a serious one. And I guess it's serious. It's serious to me, but I feel like I'm about to get roasted pretty hard. It's Islands in the Stream.
Yes! Dolly Parton. Yes! Yes! Oh my gosh, I can't believe I didn't put that on my
two
list.
Two Garths in a row?
That's not Garth.
That is not Garth Brooks.
That's not Garth.
Which one is
Get
Garth?
Behind me.
That is Kenny Chesney. Or I'm slow.
Kenny Rogers.
Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton.
I'm thinking about the river. Yeah.
The
yeah.
dynamic duo.
Kenny Rogers. Islands in the Stream.
That is
what we are.
Yeah. Yeah. But I can't hear it without picturing
Michael Scott and Jim Halpert
yes.
from The Office.
Yes. But and I love Dolly's, you know, version of it. But then
the original,
yeah, of course, the original. But there's another acoustic version that I listen to in the car a lot, and I can't remember the artist off the top of my head. But We're going to have a Spotify playlist of all of our picks, so you guys can go find all that stuff on Spotify.
Nice. I do kind of want to roast that, but I feel like it's, I feel like that's almost like a Margaritaville type. Like it's not in the caliber of Margaritaville.
It's not the first thing I think about when I'm like on a boat,
but it's a good one.
No, but
it's
a great one. If you play that song, everyone's singing along to
it. Oh, yeah.
Timeless.
Ultimate
karaoke boat.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You roll up to the sandbar and play that, you're not getting roasted. All right, Matt, wrap up the third round.
Okay, so my third round pick is a segue into a surprise segment that I've decided to bring into the show.
Excellent.
So my third round pick is Save It for a Rainy Day by Kenny Chesney. And our longtime listeners will realize, I say "our" like I've been on the show before.
That of all the bad songs all the by the worst artist
in the world, Travis hates Kenny Chesney more than all of them. So I have my fake five picks of my Kenny Chesney boat song draft.
Yes! This is fantastic. Would you like to hear them? Yes. I would. Would you please proceed?
Absolutely. So pick number one, no shoes, no shirt, no problem.
Excellent.
Classic,
pick.
Just quintessential Kenny Chesney. Everything Travis hates about everything, all wrapped up into a song. It's amazing. Second round pick.
It's like a musical circle of garbage.
Second round pick is Beer in Mexico, because how can you pass that up when you're talking about boat songs, you know, just like chilling in the tropics.
I'm going to interrupt you real quick. I have a Kenny Chesney joke.
Okay.
Prepared just for this moment. Kenny Chesney and all of his fans are on a sinking ship. Who gets saved?
America?
All of country music. Go ahead.
All right, and so my third round pick is Summertime by Kenny Chesney, with the Yoohoo bottle rolling on the dashboard.
Two bare feet on the dashboard. I love that
so
song.
Good. So, and I love Yoohoos too, and that they get a shout out in that song. And then my fourth round pick is When the Sun Goes Down, because you know everything gets hotter
when the sun goes down.
Let me interrupt you.
Okay.
To give you an urban
Travis
dictionary.
Came ready for this. I was not expecting this.
An urban dictionary definition of Kenny Chesney.
Oh Lord.
A mild-mannered, diminutive singer of moderate talent.
Diminutive.
Who somehow caught the proverbial lucky train and got a record deal. Then somehow, after years of exposure, became perceived as actually talented and, against all odds, became a star in country music. His vocal style is known for being devoid of passion, emotion, or talent.
Dang.
That's Urban Dictionary.
That's pretty harsh.
That's not me. That's Urban Dictionary.
That's pretty harsh, though. I feel like Travis created an Urban Dictionary account, went on, wrote those, and was like, this is some random user.
That was actually the most voted up Urban Dictionary definition of Kenny Chesney.
To round out my picks, number five is probably my least favorite song by him, but you know, had to make it on the boat list, is Pirate Flag.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Talking about moonshine, making you want to get naked, and then all of a sudden he's in the islands with some girl. I don't really understand.
And a pirate flag.
Mr. Chesney is known for his hard work and for releasing one forgettable song after another with careful monotone delivery. Again, Urban Dictionary for the win.
Wow. What was your fourth one for Kenny?
Sun Goes Down.
Yeah, I can't help me understand why I hate this song so much.
Down.
No, I know it.
Okay.
But it's almost like the melody is so repetitive that my ears are tired.
Yeah.
Like so
the
fast.
Reason you hate the song so much is because it's bad.
Well, yeah.
Like everything he's done. It's bad. Did you get it out of your system? I mean, do you feel
I
like
did. I'm done? Yeah.
Between here's where let me tell you this. Based off your draft so far, Jake Owen
Zach
violating
Brown-Bam.
All the rules and picking like nine Kenny Chesney songs all together, which aren't good.
I'm moderator. I'll allow it.
Thank you. I appreciate
the
that.
The only place you can go in the next round is Florida Georgia Line. Like that's
no.
what you're looking at.
No, no.
You're looking at a loaded See, gun with a Florida Georgia Line bullet in it.
They picking are Kenny in a list within 100 miles of here. They See, are on anybody's list.
Well, I'm saying we're dancing with them right now,
well,
talking Kenny Chesney and Jake Owen.
I picked Kenny Chesney because it would hurt
was
you.
Was Jason Aldean
if
busy
I
that day?
Florida Georgia Line, it would hurt all of us. And so I'm not willing to inflict
well
that kind of damage.
Well said.
So that wrapped up the third round?
Third round.
Third round with a bonus round of Kenny Chesney picks.
All right. I'm glad we got that out of our system.
Oof.
Fourth round. Kaylee Grace.
All right. My fourth round pick is Take It Easy by the Eagles.
Oh my God, I love that song so much, and it's not on my list.
I just
thank you.
There's just something about it that I'm not like a huge Eagles fan. Like I would love to say that I am, but that Great. Song, there's just something about it that's
it's just groovy, baby.
Amazing.
What did I just pick?
Did you miss your pick?
I didn't pick.
I don't think you picked. Okay, well, add his in before. Yeah.
No, this has happened in the NFL before where a team has missed a pick on the clock. So the commissioner will allow them to make the pick. I missed my pick for the third round. So I'm going to go ahead and make that now before Kaylee makes her starting the fourth round pick. All right. Okay. So
same reaction.
My third round pick is Greenback Boogie by I'm a Robot. Do you know this song?
No.
Greenback Boogie.
What?
This is the theme song to Suits, the USA show. And it's super catchy, super, super catchy. And I like to play it while I'm catching bait in the morning. And I have a playlist with just that song in it. I put it on repeat on Spotify while I'm catching bait.
I'm glad I don't catch bait with you.
No, dude, this song is fly. It's dope.
Fly? Dope?
Yeah. Hang on. It's better than Taylor Swift.
Do you know what it is? Hang on.
Come on.
You recognize it?
That's not bad. Yeah.
It's groovy.
That's chill. Anyway, Greenback Boogie, any fishing guide knows, and it's about hustling to make greenbacks, like in the city to work.
Right.
But a fishing guide, you're hustling to make greenbacks into bait so you can turn them into money. So it's kind of relatable.
I get it.
And I knew that one was going to kind of be a sleeper. It was going to slide under the radar, so I wanted to sneak it in. All right, Kaylee, fourth round.
All right, my fourth round pick is Take It Easy by the Eagles.
Oh, my God, I love that song, and it's not on my list.
We apologize to those of you that had your volume turned up on the radio.
Thanks for that reaction. You're welcome, Gilmer. But yeah, I'm not a huge Eagles fan. Like, I can't say that. You know, I have all their
I feel like
songs.
Your dad will weep
my dad,
when he hears your picks.
My
like,
dad will
this
be
is
very
70s
proud. Which is probably why I like the song, because he loves the song too. But I don't know. There's just something about it that it's just good all
it's
around.
Solid pick.
Solid.
Are her picks solid but boring at this point?
Yes.
This is the head movement you make when you listen to the Eagles.
Yes.
I don't know why.
Our listeners are going to love that.
They're doing it.
Nate, do you have a reaction to this? Matt, anybody? Do you have a reaction to the Eagles?
It's a solid pick. It's not my first thought.
Of a boat
it comes
song?
In the boats. No. It's not something I would automatically just throw on.
Standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona.
I gotta
make
know
you think
your
of,
sweet love is going to save me.
Yeah.
Spiritual.
I mean, it's a good song. I like
it's a good song. Like, I think you could listen to it in the truck with your windows down.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. On Route 66 going through Winslow, Arizona, you know?
Okay.
But
I don't know that it's a boat.
I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know that it's a top five pick for your boat draft.
Yeah. Well, I'm winning this. Y'all are just jealous.
I think you were, and I think you just you opened the door, and
lighten
Nate's about to slide in
while
it.
You still can. Don't even try to understand.
I feel like we should just be proud that I don't have any boy band songs on this.
Like Matt.
Right.
With Kenny Chesney and Jake Owen.
No, I'm talking like actual boy bands, not Jake Owen and Kenny Chesney.
That was pretty funny.
What do you got, Nate?
All right, so for my fourth pick, I'm going Island in the Sun by Weezer.
Oh,
that's
great.
A great song.
Heck.
Love that song.
Hey, hey.
Yeah, it starts out real smooth, kind of just like chill, and then it just the chorus hits really heavy.
It's I like the vibe you're pulling here with Weezer and Sublime. Like, I would chill on the boat with you if you could let me play Greenback Boogie on it.
Yeah. All right. Come on.
Like, I feel like that'd be... It's not too country.
No.
It's not country at all, really.
No, there's like a... But there's like a million country beachy songs, right? Like, boaty, beachy songs. So, you got to kind of... branch out a little.
You got to mix it up.
Right.
I love it. All right. So for my next one, I went classic, Sitting on the Dock of the Bay.
Nice.
Great.
Nice. Otis Redding, which it's got the most baller move you can have in a song, which is whistling.
Yes.
He starts whistling the tune in the recording.
Yep.
And I did not know this because I know nothing about Otis Redding. He died like 2 days after he recorded the song.
What?
Really?
Yeah. So it's like, that makes it even like
cooler.
Yeah. Uber cooler. So.
No, that's a classic.
Also like, it was kind of bad to be like a rock star or a musician in like the 60s and 70s, right? I feel like they all died in plane crashes.
Did.
Wow.
Again, with the death and destruction.
Yeah. We need
Titanic
a counter.
Lady,
like a
My Heart Will Go On.
You started it with the Titanic.
What do you got, Em?
Okay. This is four. My fourth round draft pick is, it just actually came to me and I had to add it to my list because Nate sort of helped inspire this, but Santa Monica by Everclear. I'm still living with your... ghost? No?
No.
None of you?
I've never heard this song.
We could live beside the ocean.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
That's a cool song.
That's a good one.
It's a great song.
It's a great
song. It's a good song.
No. It's great.
You just put it in the, like at this point we're 20 picks in. You just put it in the same caliber with Margaritaville.
Yeah, dude.
I don't think it goes in with Margaritaville.
Well, it's not country.
So yeah, but I'm talking like at a boat oranges. Song. It doesn't even go with pontoon.
Again, not country. But that's a good try.
It doesn't go with Santeria. How about that?
It probably goes more with Santeria than any of the other ones.
Yeah. It does. That's a good pick.
So suck it.
Matt, what do you got? Fourth round? Are you out of songs now?
I got all my songs. Gotta take it.
Matt's in trouble. Do you want to trade down?
So my fourth round pick is not, this is one of my alternates I had to pull in because so many of my songs got taken. So I feel like I'm going to get some hate from Travis for this one, but it's Somewhere on a Beach by Dierks Bentley.
Yeah.
No, I like that song.
I love that song. I do too. Because it just makes you feel good. And it's like one of those kind of like angry breakup songs, but mm-hmm. like everybody's yeah. happy. And also, can we get opinions? Is this a sequel to Drunk on a Plane?
Yes.
Because I think it's like literally dude gets off the plane drunk and he's like, guess what? Now I'm somewhere on a beach.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
she got a can I say, I like when people rhyme unexpected things together. So she's got a body and she's naughty. Yeah. I've never
it's
heard
clever.
Those words
it's clever.
Rhymed. So I was like,
I so I think that's a great song.
I actually like Dierks Bentley. I think he's cool. I think he's got a good vibe to him. I don't think he's too bro country. Although I'm definitely putting you into a pigeonhole at this point. Like,
yeah,
you're,
I feel like I'm getting typecasted.
You're
my
definitely walking a line
break out of that.
Yeah,
I feel like I'm gonna redeem myself coming up. But you know, I wanted to end on a high level.
Yeah,
so.
I'd be hard pressed to allow that Dierks Bentley is boy country or bro country. I don't see that at all.
Yeah, no, I don't think he is either. I'm just saying. We're walking a pretty thin line here.
He does
Matt.
Have his hair like done.
There's a particular style of song I like when I'm on a boat. You know, it's just like just a different style than my everyday walking around songs.
That's
so,
cool.
Yeah.
You like listen to that stuff with like a fruity drink.
Definitely. Yeah.
You like the aggressive like a, breakup songs.
Yeah, definitely. Like a Virgin Strawberry Daiquiri is like that's
yeah.
I was sipping on that.
That's
yeah.
cute.
With a little umbrella.
That's really cute.
Yeah. Thanks.
Kaylee, what
I
do you got?
I was going to offer him one of my alternates, which is Under the Sea from The Little Mermaid.
No.
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 Okay.
Round five, Kaylee Grace.
All right. My fifth round draft pick is It's a Great Day to Be Alive by Travis Tritt.
Solid.
Rice cooking in the microwave.
Kaylee.
Got
have
a three-day beard.
Draft?
Don't need to shave.
Like, is my team going to the Super Bowl?
Like, I just want to shut down the soundboard and walk away right now.
I'm good with music. And I, when we go to the beach and we're on a boat, there are specific songs I want to listen to.
And that's definitely
and that's
one.
One of them. It just
feel, like
feel good.
That song is in every Pandora playlist that has country music.
Yes.
Do you guys agree with that? Like,
that
it doesn't matter who the
sure.
seed is.
Yes.
Absolutely.
That song is getting in there.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So, you're welcome, America.
Mm-hmm. Good job.
That's a tough one.
Yeah. I don't know how you come back from
I'm
that.
I'm not going to. Yeah. I'm going to go with a newer song from a newer artist.
Okay. Florida Georgia Line.
I think I know what you're going to pick.
Florida Georgia Line is available.
I think it's on my list.
It's called Beer Can by Luke Combs.
I don't know this song.
Never it's heard it.
Excellent.
You need to listen to that whole album.
Excellent.
All right. I'll have to
so
check this
guy's,
out.
He's a new country guy, but he's not bro country. He's like legit.
And when we say that, we're talking, we differentiate Chris Stapleton and Eric Church from everyone else in country
right.
music, right?
Right.
Modern country music.
Right.
Okay.
He's like on the Eric Church side of things.
Okay.
And yeah, not to that extent, but
no,
he's
but
close.
He's good. And his lyrics are great. He writes all his stuff. His album... He came out. It's called This One's For You. Excellent. Check it out. This song is about what a beer can do for you.
Okay. Beer can. Beer
Nothing can. Picks me up like a beer can.
Oh, get you.
Lines.
It's not about a beer can.
Right. It's a play on words.
What beer can yes. do.
It's really good.
It's a play gotcha. Song. Mm-hmm. It sounds like a Hamilton song. Very exciting.
It doesn't sound at all like a Hamilton song.
Lin-Manuel would be proud.
Exactly.
All right. Round five.
Is this the last round?
This is the last round, but we'll get to discuss our alternate picks. We'll go around and...
Right. Our anything, honorable mentions.
Yeah, because I know Matt's out. We can't do another round. For round five, I'm going Buffett, and I'm going A Pirate Looks at 40. That is my favorite
it.
Buffett song. You've heard it.
Oh, have I?
It's a great song. Now, I will tell you this. Yeah, there's deep cuts
say,
only.
Hold
deep
on. Cuts. Yeah, say that to the
Jimmy
mic.
Jimmy Buffett deep tracks over here.
Dude, everybody listening to this podcast knows this song. This is a big time song.
I don't know it, and I'm on the podcast.
Yeah, same.
How do you know? Oh my gosh.
Can we like play a
Let me
clip?
Say this. Yeah. Let me say this. There's a Jack Johnson of this song, Jack Johnson version of this song that I actually like better than Jimmy Buffett's version.
Really?
It's really, really good. I want to say it's like Jack Johnson and Jason Mraz and some guys doing Ooh. It together. It's tight.
I'm in on that.
It's got the lyric. Hold on.
Okay, hold on. Oh, this is such a sad song.
This is a great song.
You've heard it. Sorry about the live version.
Get the Jack Johnson version.
No, you said Jimmy Buffett version, though.
I just clarified it.
literally still never heard this song.
Nate, have you heard this song?
I feel like I need to get to the chorus.
There's no chorus.
There's no chorus?
No.
Is he just telling a story?
It never resolves.
I don't think I've heard it.
This is like a bummer of a song. I can't believe
it. The Jack Johnson version is much better.
Still sounds like a bummer.
What about that song?
All right, let me offer. Can you shut that off?
I'm shutting it off.
All right.
Happily.
Go ahead.
What about that song makes you think boat?
Okay. I didn't really get this song till I was older. So you guys are all a lot younger than me. So you're not going to have the same perspective. But like at the end of the day, like you're cleaning the boat. Maybe you're cleaning some fish, putting some stuff away. It's just like it's bringing the day down.
Mm-hmm.
It's not sad. It's just like it's putting in perspective. Like I'm not old, but I'm getting older. So I should maybe appreciate some of the things. It's got the lyric. Yes, I am a pirate 200 years too late. The cannons don't thunder. There's nothing to plunder. I'm an over 40 victim of fate. It's like, wow. It's like just this really cool hanging on to the idea of being on the water.
Yeah, I get it.
I love it. That's a great song.
Good pick.
It gets me like misty eyed. It's like an emotional song.
I feel like you're getting emotional right now.
Yeah, like I feel like that's like an invitation at the end of a day of fishing.
All right.
Like it's like a just as I am of fishing songs.
An altar call?
Yeah.
Right. Wow. Just as I am.
Okay. Can I say that? Is that sacrilegious to say that about just as I am?
Say whatever you want.
All right. Matt? Oh, sorry. M.
All right. Last pick for me. This song doesn't make me think of boats necessarily, but it makes me think of my people that are on boats with me. It's Way Out Here by Josh Thompson.
Yes, that's a great song.
Johnny Cash.
Love that song.
I do too.
Yeah.
That's not as well known.
Johnny Cash and John Deere
Way Out Here. Yeah.
I think of Little Gasparilla every time I listen to that song because I listened to that on repeat one year.
It reminds me so much of like days working road in Alabama, road trips, being at the beach. And like, it really is an emotional song for me to hear it. I just love that song so much.
It's a really well-written song.
It is.
Great song. Mm-hmm. I don't know who wrote it, but it's a great song.
Yeah. Good pick.
All right, Matt.
All right. So for my fifth and final pick, I think I'm going to redeem myself a little bit on this one. It's Hotel California by the Eagles.
Oh, yeah.
Which, you know, you hear that song, you don't think boat, right? It's kind of an odd one. But it's because a few years ago, I was on the boat with my buddy Austin, who's one of my best friends, and we were fishing for a weekend. And I guess it was that time when, like, 15-year-old kids just rediscover, like, classic rock and realize that it's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And he played that song, I'm not kidding you, at least 15 times a day for like 4 days straight when we were fishing. And so I just constantly heard it. And so now whenever I hear that song, I'm just automatically back on that boat, like fishing with my buddies. Mm-hmm. And it's great.
Solid.
Has nothing to do with boating or anything else, but classic rock is kind of
right.
It's kind of like a irrefutable fact for boating.
Yes.
Kaylee, we're going to stay in the draft order, but we're going to talk. These are at the end of a draft. You obviously have unrestricted free agents you can sign. These are the unrestricted free agents. So just take us through who you got. We'll discuss them.
Okay, you want
obviously
to
not in draft order, but yeah, just
all of them.
Just list them down. If you want to stop and chat about one, you can. But
all right, I had "Keep Me in Mind" by Zach Brown Band.
Yes, love that song. No, that's a great song.
It's a good song. It's not a top five.
Which is why I didn't put it in my top five.
Like, well, no, but if you'd have gotten one picked, like somebody else had picked the Eagles, right? You're picking that.
Yeah,
and I think that's.
I like it, but you know. Sweet Caroline by Neil Diamond.
Oh, yes. Kaylee, you're my freaking soulmate.
Here Comes the Sun by the Beatles.
Solid.
And Traveler by Chris Stapleton.
Yes.
That's good.
Good one.
Colin Baton Rouge by Garth Brooks.
Ew.
Not good.
Let's not go there.
So rude. I think our listenership is going to go down after this episode because you don't like Garth Brooks.
Garth Brooks in the streets, Chris Gaines in the sheets. That's what I say.
You can't say that.
I am
so uncomfortable right now.
I am too.
Garth Brooks once brought an entire audience to tears. They thought they were there to see Brad Paisley.
That's like apples and oranges. You cannot compare Brad Paisley and Garth Brooks.
You've got to say
the most decorated performer in country music.
Brad Paisley.
Garth Brooks is the most decorated performer in country music.
Also, if you're going to say something like that, you've got to say like Waylon Jennings or George Jones. You can't say Brad Paisley.
Listen, I have more notes on Garth Brooks, but out of respect for my wife, I'm going to relinquish the
and
Garth
all
Brooks
of America. Yes.
Part of America.
We had a chat before this recording. I was like, stop bashing Garth Brooks.
You need Jesus, dude.
I do like Garth Brooks. I feel like people think I don't like Garth Brooks. Because like, I don't like Kenny Chesney. I do. Like, if Garth comes on the radio, I don't change it. I just have some question. I feel like there's some misplaced adoration.
Yeah, you lack respect.
I don't lack respect. You do. Just think he's...
Your mom didn't spank you enough is the problem.
And I feel like you're going to have to answer for this one day.
You know,
like how you felt about Garth Brooks.
Okay, so
you
this
know what's going to happen? You're going to get to heaven and you're going to lay your crowns at Jesus' feet and Jesus is going to look you right in the eye. And he's, hold on. He's going to pick up one of your crowns and hand it and put it. Garth is going to be there. He's going to look you right in the eye and never break eye contact and pick up that crown and put it on Garth.
I feel like you just made my point for me. As a football draft, like style deal, like a lot of times you'll see overrated, underrated, properly rated. I think Garth is clearly overrated.
You're clearly delusional.
Clearly overrated.
You need medication.
I think I'm going to like check you into an asylum or something.
All right, let's let our listeners decide. They can let us know in the comments on this episode.
You're going to get crushed on this one.
Listeners, just comment with a team Garth or a team
not
Kenny.
Garth. No, because those are not.
You can be Garth or you can be Kenny, but you can't be fans of both. So you got to pick. Are you going to be a Garth fan or a Kenny fan?
That's not a thing.
I just made it a thing.
No, you can't just make that
a
thing.
Jesus and Garth just made it a thing.
If you had a gun with two bullets.
So
I would line Garth and Kenny up.
Oh, it's one bullet. Wait, it's one bullet, not two bullets. I was thinking of the Office episode. I would shoot Toby twice.
It is two bullets. Yeah.
And in that case, it would be Kenny twice.
And Dwight's like, no, you take them all out of one
bowl. I like Shameless. I like that one where he's on the farm with the woman.
That summer.
That song. I like that song. They're good. They're good songs.
God, Travis, shut up.
Can we move on?
Yes, please.
What do you got, Nate? What are your unrestricted free agents?
So my other ones were... I had Toes by Zach Brown Band.
Solid. Mm-hmm. I thought that needed to be on the list.
I kind of feel like after I got roasted so hard for Margaritaville, I should have picked that one first.
No, I think you did the right thing.
Thank you. I had Kokomo by the Beach Boys.
Oh,
wow.
That's a great one, yeah.
And Cold One by EC.
Yes.
Eric Church.
Also known as Eric Church. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that was it. The rest of them I picked.
So I'm up. I had notes about Toes and Down in the Island from Zach Brown, but if I had to pick a Zach, it would have been Where the Boat Leaves From.
Yes.
That was a good one.
Solid.
Yeah, I think that's probably the best beachy.
That's got a nice reggae vibe.
It does,
it.
Man. It's really lyrically strong. Right. Like, I like lyrics that are thoughtful and make sense. And then I'll also surprise you with this being on my alternate list. Drink a Beer by Luke Bryan.
You know, Chris Stapleton wrote that song.
Chris Stapleton wrote it. So that's the only reason you could pick a Luke Bryan in this draft, I think.
Yes.
When that song came out, I was like, this is way too good for Luke Bryan. That makes so much sense that Chris Stapleton wrote that. Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
I
agree. He sings on it with him, too. He does background.
Yeah, he's the guy in the background. And there's a version online, it's worth Googling, of Lady Antebellum and Chris Stapleton doing it in concert. Luke Bryan was supposed to be there and his brother-in-law died. So they did it. And it's like super emotional. But it's like, that's the best version. I wish they'd release that on a CD.
I'm sorry. Hold on. Can you imagine being Luke Bryan in a studio and being like, this guy's going to sing backup for you. And it's freaking Chris Stapleton.
I know.
I would just like laid my mic down and walk away.
To Luke Bryan, which I like Luke Bryan as a person.
Yeah.
I'm just not a huge fan of his music. He said, this is the coolest sad song ever, which is true. Yes. Like that's a really, but again, I like the idea. It's like a cool song to play at the end of a day. Mm-hmm. Like I don't want it while I'm on the sandbar, but I want it like when I get back to the dock and I'm like loading the boat and unloading stuff. I like that's a good song to wind down.
It's a great song.
It's a sunsetter.
Are we saying that when we make the playlist, we need to have it in the like it's
a sequence?
It's not a shuffle playlist. It's a sequence playlist.
I don't know. I think we're just gonna have to make it a shuffle playlist. So you might have to skip some songs based on the time of day.
But they could listen to the podcast and then play the song after we talk about it.
All right.
True that.
I got two more. One I can't believe any of you mentioned is two Pina Coladas.
So I didn't mention that because that's one.
It's not good.
No, I like that Garth Brooks song. My mom hates that song.
I hate that song,
I think
too.
She doesn't like the idea of, you know, having two drinks in her hand. I don't know.
What?
But
why?
I don't know. One day we were listening to it and she was like, I don't like the song. Change it.
And let me tell you something. So Garth did that song and it was a hit. But the song that it should have been was 5 o'clock somewhere. That's the right song for that era. 5 o'clock somewhere, Alan Jackson, Jimmy Buffett.
They're about two different subjects, yeah, though. 5 o'clock somewhere is about work and how work stinks.
No, no, no.
And Two Peeking Claws is about how heartache is healed by the seed scientifically.
What I'm saying is, during that period of time, Kenny Chesney was still singing love songs. So there, and Zac Brown wasn't around yet, as far as this goes. Like, there's a void in country music that somebody needed to fill.
Kenny thought his tractor was sexy.
Yes, back then Kenny was still riding his tractor or something, or Keeper of the Stars or whatever he's saying.
He does not sing Keeper of the Stars.
Me and you, that's what he's saying. Anyway, there needed to be some Calypso-y, island-y type country music, and Garth thought he would fill that void, and then Alan came in and just bitch slapped him.
No, those are both amazing songs. They're just like, you just can't say that 5 o'clock somewhere is better than Two Pina Coladas.
They're different.
They're good songs, but also I don't listen to them if I'm not at the beach or on a boat.
Correct.
So perfect for this draft.
You leave Two Pina Coladas off the playlist. You put 5 o'clock somewhere on
only
the playlist.
Only if Tammy's there.
Yeah. If Tammy's not there, I will listen to Two Pina Coladas.
We love you, Tammy.
Can you beep out where I said bitch slap? So that's, oh, and then the other one I can't believe no one's picked is Sweet Home Alabama. Like, that's like a classic rock. You got to have it on the beach.
Fun fact, the Henderson family went to Alabama for a family reunion last summer. And as we were driving across the Alabama state line, we played Sweet Home Alabama.
Excellent. Oh, we did that every week for years.
Well, that segues into me, if I could. Or do you need to keep talking?
I do for 1 second, but this doesn't have to be on the podcast. I always had this idea. You know those strips in the road, the rumble strips? I wanted them to put them so it played it as you drove across the bridges into Alabama through
that's
the Chattahoochee.
The dumbest thing I've ever heard.
The problem with Travis
on, dude,
is
that's
it's
baller,
actually
right?
Super smart.
Come on, dude. Give me some love, Matt.
Annoying. Okay. So speaking of Alabama songs, my alternates, one of them was Old Alabama by Brad Paisley, which I believe is a throwback to Sweet Home Alabama.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a great song.
That's a good song.
Yes. Great song.
It's a throwback to Play Me Some Mountain Music and Song of the South.
It's like an Alabama tribute song. Other one was, and this is, I guess you might call this a deep track from Zac Brown, Jolene.
Ooh. Ooh.
I love that song. It's not beachy, though. It's just, I love it.
Yeah.
No, but I can see that on a boat because it's got that vibe.
Yeah.
A picture of you holding a picture of me in the pocket of my blue jeans.
Don't you have a lyrical problem with that?
I thought I did, but it makes sense.
Okay, you worked it out.
Yep, it made sense.
Your wee little mind. Okay.
The one I had a problem with was Colder Weather.
I don't understand that song.
I don't either. I don't know why he's stuck in colder weather, because evidently he can go wherever he damn well pleases.
Because it's a metaphor for his feelings.
Cold weather's a metaphor.
He left home.
But that song still does not make a lot of sense.
He left home in colder weather, and then he's stuck in colder weather.
Can I explain something for the
audience? He could be stuck in snow.
Yes, Nate. Moderator,
can I please explain something for the audience?
Nate has the floor. Yes, go, Nate.
So, people of America, Travis Thompson does not understand metaphors.
It's true.
So, the lyrics either have to be literal or it's a bad song. Yep.
There are no beaches in Cheyenne.
See, this is what I'm talking about.
This is what I'm talking about.
No, but in colder weather, he says something like, she said, I want to see you again, but I'm stuck in colder weather.
But he left the house.
Right. It confuses me. Yeah, I jam out every single time. As much as you can jam out to that song.
Right. I agree.
I don't get it.
That's how I feel about a lot of Garth Brooks songs. I like the song and I listen to the song, but I don't, it confuses my head.
Okay. I think it's a metaphor for the relationship he left and it's with him. So he left colder weather, which, you know, she's a cold hearted snake, or he's a cold, like that term is used to describe people, and it could carry over into a relationship. It went cold.
Like, she's an ice queen.
And so he's like still, it's almost like I picture like the black cloud over Winnie the Pooh, like colder weather has gone with him and he can't shake it. So he wants to see this person again, but he's stuck in colder weather and he can't shake it. So,
I get it. Yes.
There you go.
I think
then
exactly
why is
right.
The geography of where he's at matter?
I don't know. He's just telling a story.
He's at a truck stop diner just outside of Memphis.
Is he a trucker? I was always a trucker in the song.
Lincoln.
Nebraska. It gets cold in Lincoln, Nebraska. Last time I checked.
But you're not stuck there because of the cold. And he's a truck driver.
I think you're getting hung up on the wrong detail. Because he's not saying he's stuck in colder weather. Literally, it's a metaphor.
It makes sense more now.
I think if it was the metaphor, he didn't. Yeah. There's a lyric. We'll have to Google it.
Yeah.
There's a lyrical problem with that. Because we've discussed that before.
All right.
Anyway, I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Okay, my last one, which I can't believe you didn't choose, is Springsteen by Eric Church.
Oh, that was Yes.
Springsteen by Eric Church is my all-time favorite song.
I could listen to that song every day and not get tired of
it. But you like the long version where he...
The live version where he weaves in...
Where it's like 9 minutes long.
Well, he weaves in Bruce Springsteen's song.
No, I saw him in concert a few months ago, and that was the song he ended on. It was amazing.
Amazing.
It's my favorite song of the last 20 years, probably.
I love the line, funny how a melody sounds like a memory. Because we've all, I think, touched on that at some point, naming songs, how it just takes you back to a different place in your life.
I love that music can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he is so smart the way he writes his songs. I love it.
Okay, that's it for me.
Matt?
All right, so a lot of my alternates got picked up in the discussion beforehand, but a couple notable mentions would be Buy Me a Boat by Chris Jansen.
Oh, love that song. Good call.
Yeah, so I had a note about that. I like that song. I think it's catchy. And I almost put it into my pontoon slot because I feel like that's the other modern one that kind of
hear a lot. They're similar. Yeah.
If you're at the sandbar or something, you're going to hear that get played. I feel like Chris Jansen has never picked up a Yeti 110 iced down with anything because that weighs about 1,000 pounds. Like you need crane to lift that sucker up.
Yeah.
But if he had a couple $1 million, he'd probably pay a couple guys to carry it.
Yeah, he probably has some dudes that just follow him around. And
yeah.
So anyway, yeah.
It's about a boat. Song. It literally has the word boat in the title, so I figured pretty good boat song. And then I also had, I'm kind of surprised this hasn't got a mention, but Some Beach by Blake Shelton.
Yes.
You know? Like it's got the beachy vibe to it, and he's like talking about how much better it would be if he was, you know, like under some big umbrellas.
Sexiest also, man alive.
Yeah, because every other man in the world died.
Quote, unquote, yeah. We ended the male
that
species.
That song is also, he's saying Some Beach instead of.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So it's clever.
All right. Does anyone have anything they'd like to add to this? I mean, I feel like this episode of this podcast is probably going to go down in the annals of history as far as greatness.
You can't say that on the podcast and it won't. It has to do it organically.
Everyone should see the looks Nathan is getting right now.
Nate is our pragmatist.
You don't think this is going to be the greatest episode in history?
It is.
You say that about every episode.
I'm saying you can't just like proclaim it on the episode.
Yeah, no, I can't.
Like, do you declare bankruptcy?
Where's the law that says I can't do that? Bankruptcy.
You can't just say bankruptcy and expect your problems to go away. I didn't say it. I declared it.
You're listening to the Cast and Blast Florida podcast. The podcast is the brainchild of Travis Thompson and Nathan Henderson. All production and editing is done by Emily Thompson. Make sure to subscribe to us on your favorite podcast app, leave us a review on iTunes, and follow us on social media @CastAndBlastFL.